Shosavi Mori. I want to thank y'all. I'm thanking you. I want to thank y'all and Shoshana for opening their beautiful home. Chaim to the entire mishpacha, especially my good friend Matisyo Baruch, who's sitting over there. Hey, Matisyo, this is your holiday. Bimei Matisyo. This is your holiday. But the whole mishpacha, the whole Dreyfus family, for their unbelievable generosity, not just in letting us into their home, but for making it so lebedik and so special and so memorable. And Shoshana always does everything in such a beautiful way. I want to thank Avi Roth, who's been grilling nonstop for like four or five days. So big shkoyach to Avi. Shkoyach Avi. And to Sarah and her entire crew who are helping to serve as the wait staff to make this so beautiful. We thank you for all that you did and continue to do. And y'all told me it's very important that I announce that there's a very nice dessert also. So for those who are able to stick around till the end, there's cakes and there's ice pops and there's all sorts of things. So make sure you stick around. I also want to thank one of our sponsors who's sponsoring tonight, Leiloi Nishmas, Yeruchim Yitzchak, Ben Menachem Mendel, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Amen. And I thank my daughter Gabriella for helping me prepare these Divrei Torah. She always bails me out on Zos Chanukah when I get stuck. I'm going to daven over some words of Torah. I apologize in advance for probably speaking too long. I'll try to move quickly.
Make a phone call? No, he wanted to hear it.
Wants to listen, okay. And I hope it'll make sense, but it's really begeder tefillah. I'm davening for all of us. If you want to daven along, daven along. If you want to think about how to apply these Torahs to our life, whether it's in a very practical way or a very transcendent way, to daven for the geula, now's as good a time as ever to do so. The Rambam writes, the Heilige Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah, Mitzvos Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Admod. Every word of the Rambam is Kodesh Kadashim, first and foremost because it's the Rambam. Second of all, because that's how Klal Yisrael have accepted the Rambam. How many countless volumes have been written trying to make sense of every letter of the Rambam? You know, one could learn the Rambam, and sometimes you'll find certain statements in the Rambam that if you just had a different ksav yad, or if you had the more accurate version of the pasuk or the Maamar Chazal, then it would be very simple to answer the Rambam. But Klal Yisrael are not knowing to learn the Rambam that way. Klal Yisrael are knowing to learn the Rambam as ki'ilu, and I say ki'ilu not really as a ki'ilu, as if the Rambam was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, because he was. Which means that every word of the Rambam, even if the Rambam himself was a great rationalist, but we can learn the Rambam in a way that even goes beyond the way the Rambam might have expected us to learn his words. So the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is chaviva hi admor. It's unbelievably precious to Klal Yisrael, and the question is why? What is it about mitzvah Ner Chanukah? The Rambam doesn't write this about anything else. He doesn't say mezuzah is chaviv, he doesn't say Shabbos is chaviv, he doesn't say keeping kosher is chaviv. The Rambam says Mitzvos Ner Chanukah is chaviva hi ad ma'od. Let's put that aside for a couple of minutes. We were singing a little while ago, v'afilu ba'astara shebesocha astara. Pasuk tells us towards the end of the Chumash that we're going to encounter a time towards the end of days where v'anochi hastir astir ponoi bayomahu, where Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to not only hide his face from us once, but Hashem is going to hastir astir, a double lashon of concealment. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu has to somehow give us a way to survive. I mentioned that Shal Shudas on Shabbos, the Chiddush Harim says that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us two Yom Tovim, the Yom Tov of Purim and the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chaim, to those who are holding by Purim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to Yom Tov and Purim and Chanukah to help us to survive until Mashiach comes. To help us to navigate the Galus. It would not be possible for Klal Yisrael to survive without these two Yom Tov. And the essence of these Yom Tovim, in a certain sense, is the inyan of Emunah and Bitachon, which in a sense is the essence of Kol HaTorah Kula. What's the avod of these last two Yom Tovim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to help us to navigate that period of Anochi Haster Astir? So we say in Kedusha, Hein Ga'alti Aschem Achris Kereshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring a redemption, I'm going to bring a Geula. The Geula of the Achris is going to be like the Reshis. How did the first Geula take place? Unbelievable lashon you find in the Yalkut Shimoni in Hosea. The Yalkut Shimoni, again, we sang so many of these words tonight already, and in various forms, Ve'astich li be'emuna. The love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the marriage, the bond of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Knesset Yisrael through Amunah, says the Medrash, you find Ad Moitzei She'ein HaGolios Miskantzos Ela B'Schar Amunah. That all of the Golios, they're only able to transition from Golos to Geula in the merit of Amunah. V'chein Ad Moitzei She'lo Nig'alu Avoseinim Mitzrayim Ela B'Schus HaAmunah She'namar V'Amein Ha'am. It was only the Amunah of Klal Yisrael that helped them to be saved from Mitzrayim. Michtam Eliyahu in the third volume quotes from Simcha Zisel, the author of Kelm, who explains that when Moshe and Aaron went to Paro, it was very dangerous. It made no sense. They're putting their lives on the line. But it was only because, and it's a beautiful little mimer, he says it was only because the Amen Ha'am was because the people had already expressed their Amunah that Moshe and Aaron said, we can do anything at this point. There's nothing we can't do at this point. We can go to Paro against all of his decrees. We could ask for things that are utterly absurd. It was unbelievably dangerous. But once there's a Ve'amein Ha'am, once the people have Amunah, anything and everything is possible. So, Hein Ga'alti Aschem Achris Kereshis, the Medrash tells us the first Golus came to an end, B'schus Amunah, and the last Golus will come to an end, B'schus Amunah. The Torah, of course, starts with Amunah. Achris Kereshis, the beginning of the Torah, Bereshis Bar Elokim, the Svarim HaKadoshim say, Bereshis, the first thing a Jew needs to know, Bereshis is Bar Elokim. That's all you need to know. The first thing and really the all-encompassing thing that a Jew needs to know is Bar Elokim, that there's a Borei Olam. And of course, the last thing, in a sense, from the Gemara's perspective, Makos Daf Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, the Gemara says that there were different tzaddikim in different generations who were trying to summarize the core principles of the Torah. Bah Habakkuk v'hamidon al achas, until Habakkuk came along, the Navi Habakkuk came along and said, if I have to sum up the entire Torah in one principle, Habakkuk says, V'tzadik b'menoso yichya. A tzadik lives by his amunah. That's it. That's the beginning, that's the end. Bereshis bara lokim, tzadik b'menoso yichya. Ramosha Wolfson writes that the gematria of Bereshis 9:13 is the same gematria as Bah Habakkuk v'hamidon al achas, 9:13. Because it's one and the same. It's the same Amunah that begins the story, it's the same Amunah that ends the story. But really, if we listen into the words of David Melech Yisrael, the sweet singer of the Jewish people, David Malka Meshicha, David Melech tells us in Tehillim Kuf Yates, Kol mitzvosecha Amunah. Every mitzvah is Amunah. Shabbos is Amunah. Tefillin is Amunah. Keeping kosher is Amunah. Zos Chanukah is Amunah. Everything's Amunah. Everything's Amunah. There's no mitzvah. Kol mitzvosecha Amunah. Every mitzvah that we do is an expression of our Amunah. Diego Machane Ephraim writes in Parshas Ekev, V'haya Ekev Tishmu'un V'gomer V'shomer Hashem Elokecha Klal Gadol La'avodas Habore Baruch Ha'ikar Hi Ha'amun. The Klal Gadol of Kol HaTorah Kula, the Klal Gadol in Avodas Hashem is, do you have Amunah or do you not have Amunah? And he quotes from, of course, his beloved relative, the Heilig Baal Shem Tov, V'zer Shoresh L'Kol HaTorah V'avodah. This is the root. If any time you opened your Gemara, any time you opened your Siddur, any time you did anything, it's an expression of your belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he quotes the words of David HaMelech that I shared with you a moment ago, Kol mitzvosecha amunah. Ki ikar ha-mitzvos hiya amunah lahamin ba-Hashem, u-mishu mamin ba-Hashem yachol espal b'chol yom. Why do you open your Siddur? What are you doing? So you may say, I'm not doing much. I'm rushing through davening and I'm being yotze. Okay. But you're still showing up. You're still opening your Siddur. Even if you know you're davening too quickly, even if you're not paying attention to the words, why are you doing it? Who are you talking to? Talking to Hashem. Because you have Amunah. Ki im hu ma'amin sh'Hashem hu mechadish b'chol yom tamid ma'isa b'reishis hu b'chol yom b'riya chadasha. If I really believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recreating the world every day and really every moment, v'chol ha'olamos heim b'ruyim chadashim, that I'm living in a world of chidush, which is the antithesis of the world of Yavan, the world of Choshech. In the dark, everything's the same. See, the reason Jews sit in the dark and then add just a little bit of light is because then we have to struggle to try to see the Chiddush in one another, to distinguish from one thing to the next. Moshe Wolfson says that Choshech is Gematria Chiddush, 328. Because if a person's in Choshech, he can't, it's all the same. The world of Chiddush means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every detail of every moment of every person's life. And I live with that reality. And then I'm able to daven, he says, Al Nafsho, V'nefesh Ishto, for those who are blessed with a spouse, Ubanov, those who are blessed with children, Val Parnasaso, to daven for everything. I'm able to talk to Hashem in a real way. Why? Because I have Amuna. And then he quotes again from the Baal Shem Tov, Al Tashlicheini Le'ez Zikna. Don't allow me to be an old person. A world where, a person who sees the world where everything's the same, everything's old. What's here today? What's here yesterday? I want to be a Jew who lives with the Amunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh B'chol Yom Tamid Masa Bereishis. So Amunah is everything. From a mitzvah standpoint, it's also the beginning and the end. In Ga'alti Aschem Achris Kereishis, it's the beginning and it's the end. The first thing Hashem ever said to us at our Sinai, you'll give a nice drasha on Shabbos about it. I'll say it a little differently. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I am Hashem your God. What the Rambam calls in the first of the 613 mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Emunah. What's the last mitzvah? Mitzvah 613. It's the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, which the Chafetz Chaim says comes on the heels of the pasuk that we began with, Anochi Haster Astir Panai. When you're facing Hester Panim, how do I continue to have a Muna? I need a Torah. I need to learn. I need to have an encounter with the Borei Olam. And I do that through the study of Torah. When the Anochi Hashem Elokech of Har Sinai is in a state of Hester, so I need to cling to the Torah. That's the last mitzvah of the Torah. It's Mechazik Ar Muna. But of course, tonight is the end of Chanukah. And we know that our Heilige Rabbanim came along and they instituted 7 more mitzvahs. After the 613, they added 7 mitzvahs to Rabbanan. The 619th mitzvah is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, Purim. And the 620th mitzvah, the Keser, the crown, so to speak, that's going to allow us to place the crown on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's head, to crown Melech Mashiach, B'mehir B'yameinu. That's Chanukah, mitzvah 620. And a person might have thought that after Purim, after defeating Amalek, you might have thought, that's it, we've reached the Achris, we've made it to the end. We've finished the job. Torah tells us in Bamidbar Perach of Dalet, Vayar es Amalek, Vayisa Mishalo, Vayomer Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is sort of that evil that permeates from beginning to end all of world history. Reishis Goyim Amalek, Vachariso Adeovi. So Amalek is also... In Ga'alti Yisrael Achris Kereishis. If you defeat a Malik, then you've made it from Reishis to Achris. That's why the Tzaddikim say it's the 619th mitzvah of the Torah, because 619 is Gematria Achris. Once you've defeated a Malik, you're done. One would think we finished the job. But it's Va'anochi Haster Astir Panai. There's a double Hastar. The way the Baal Shem Tov explains it in the scariest of ways, that sometimes a person could be so concealed from Hashem, so concealed from himself, so concealed from what his purpose is in this world, that it's a hastara b'soich hastara, and even though b'vadai gam sham nimtza Hashem yisbarach, but the Baal Shem Tov said the scariest type of hastara is that you're living in a state of concealment where the purpose of your life is hidden from you and you don't even realize it because you're hidden, it's so hidden from you, you don't even realize it. The fact that it's hidden is hidden. And it's that double hastara that Chanukah comes to fight against. It's that 620th mitzvah, after you made it to 619 b'gematria achris, when you defeated Amalek, which is a rachis and an achris, it's Chanukah which says that there's still a little bit more to do. The Gemara tells us in Yom Adaf Chav Tesamar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Asi, Lama nimshlu Esther l'shachar? Why is Esther, Lashon of Hester, why is Esther compared to the Shachar, Ayalas HaShachar, says the Gemara, Lomer Lecha Ma Shachar Sof Kol HaLayla, just like Shachar, just like the morning is the end of the night, Af Esther Sof Kol HaNisim, Esther's the end of the miracles, Esther's the last miracle, it's the last mitzvah, it's the last collective experience that we need to have to make it the rest of the way. Says the Gemara, v'ha ikka Chanukah. But what about Chanukah? Says the Gemara, nitna lichtov ka'amrin. Esther's the last one written down. Chanukah is Torah Shebal Peh. It's a secret. You pass it from, I think the Mabit writes that Torah Shebal Peh is really a transmission from neshama to neshama. Lo aleinu, we were forced to write down Torah Shebal Peh. But it's supposed to be, it's a secret. So Chanukah remains that secret. Which means that Chanukah is really the last of the Nisim Mamish. Esther is the last of the Nisim, the Gemara says. But Chanukah is really the Achron Sheba Achron. Whereas Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin writes in his Pre-Tzadok on Chanukah, V'neis Chanukah hayu be'emes sof kol ha'nisim. Purim's the end, but Chanukah is Mamish the end of that. Heard a shir the other week from Rav Tanchum Kohen, one of our Rebbeim. And he quoted the pasuk in Chagai. Pasuk says, "Godul yekvod habayis hazeh haachron min harishon." Bayis sheni is called the bayis haachron. Bayis rishon is called rishon. The sheni is not called sheni; it's called achron. Which means that if the Chanukah story took place at the midway point of bayis sheni, according to the tradition, I'm not talking about the historical tradition, I'm talking about the Svarma Kedoshim, the tradition is that it was in the year 213. Which means that after they got the Beis HaMikdash back, Bayis Sheni lasted 420 years. So there were still 207 years, Begamatria Or. In the time of the miracle of the Or, it lasted for Or 207 more years. But if Bayis Sheni is called Achron, that means if there's a pause in the middle of Bayis Sheni, and then the Chanukah miracle takes place, that means the second half of Bayis Sheni from the time of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, Chanukah HaMikdash, Chanukah HaMenorah, whatever exactly Chanukah is, so it could be called the Achron of the Achron. Bayis Sheni Bechlal is called Achron. So the second half of Bayis Sheni, after that pause when the Yevanim Nichnasu LaHeichal, is called the Achron of the Achron. Purim is the Achron, Chanukah is the Achron of the Achron. It's the end of the end. And that's why Chanukah, of course, carries us mamish to the very, very end of time. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that Bnei Sasser explains is a Lashon of Achinoch. It prepares us for the Gula Shlema. It's being mechanic ourselves, it's preparing ourselves. Ashatikla regel min ashuk, to get rid of the regilis, everything that we've been used to our whole life, to experience a world that's totally different. But if Chanukah, as compared to Purim, is Achron of Achron, that means if we just look at Chanukah itself, within Chanukah itself, Zos Chanukah is the Achron of the Achron. This is the Achron of the Achron. This is the punchline, this is the bottom line of the bottom line. This is what it really all comes down to. The Achron Shabach. The true end of the end. Again, in the words of Rav Tzadok, the Sof Kol Anisa Mamish. Really the last opportunity before Mashiach comes to catch a glimpse of something. And Chanukah is not just a Zecher. It's a chance for us to taste it once again. And therefore, Zos Chanukah, Kol HaTorah Kula, as we explained, is all about Emunah. That's the Klal Gadol in Torah and Avodas Hashem. That's Bereishis Bara Elokim. That's Chabakuk Ve'amidan Al-Achas Ve'tzadik Be'menaso Yechya. That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and that's Chanukah. So in a certain sense, when you come to Zos Chanukah, like we say in Maariv every night, Ve'emunah Kol Zos. All of Zos Chanukah is just about Emunah. Do I believe or do I not believe? First and foremost, do I believe that Zos Chanukah is a real thing? That Rizal thought it was a real thing. Do we believe that Zos Chanukah is a real thing? Do we believe that this is the Gemara Chasima? Do we believe that these next couple of hours is a chance for us to put our trust, our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, to daven again, to try to renegotiate one last time before HaKadosh Baruch Hu seals the books Be'emes Be'emes? We sang the Berditch of Renegin. And how can you believe in anything without the chizik of the Kedusha Slevi? So I want to read to you just a couple of lines. I'm going faster than I thought, so we're getting close to the end, which is good. Kedusha Slevi, in his Kedushos on Chanukah. We're going to sing. Don't worry, we're going to sing. We're going to have dessert. Don't worry. The Kedusha Chamishas of the Berditcher. Va'od Nira al Kriyas Shem Chanukah. Why is it called Chanukah? How did they get the name Chanukah? Al Derech Shabi Arnu al Apasuk, Hein Ga'alti Eschem Achris Kereshis. Like we say, calls it a Pasuk, like we say in the Kedusha of Keser. In Ga'alti Eschem Achris Kereshis Lios Lechem Lelokim. So the Berditchever, the great defender of the Jewish people, says, such a bad tefillah. Think about this. Daven over it for a minute. Hengaalti aschem achris kereishis. You want the achris to be like the reishis? Don't you want the achris to be better than the reishis? Don't we believe? The Gemara says. The Gemara says that what we're going to see before Mashiach's arrival is going to be much greater than what we saw on the way out of Mitzrayim. And Yitzias Mitzrayim took a long time. Hengaalti aschem achris kereishis. Speed it up. Let's do this much faster. Let's do it better. Let's do it faster. The Berditchever says, why would I want that the Gula Achrona should be Achris Kereshis? Adraba, Gula Achronia b'meher b'yameinu b'yeser se'esu b'yeser oz migula rishona. Let's do it much better. Let's do it much faster. Much nicer. Why not? So the Berditchever explains, again, you got to go back to the root. Bereshis. Bishvil Yisrael shenikru reshis. Hengaalti aschem achris kereishis. What is bereishis? Bereishis b'shvil Torah shenik kereishis, b'shvil Yisrael shenik kereishis. Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenik kereishis, says the Berditchever, shemimena hischil machsheves kiviyach. Where did Hashem's mind begin this whole crazy project called Olam Hazeh? Where did it begin? This is the taste of Olam Haba, Zos Chanukah. Stuchina Rebbe says, Olam Haba, Haba, Haba is Gematria 8. Hey, this is it. This is a taste of the world to come. All of Chanukah is, all the more so Zos Chanukah. But where did Hashem begin this whole project to create a world? What does Hashem want from this world? The answer is the first word, Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael. Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Bereishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I made this world because I believe that your avoda is significant. Because everything you do is an expression of your Amuna. Because you're saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And yes, Hashem says, I'm telling you, there's going to be a dark period before the end of days called Anochi Haster Aster. But I'm telling you, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I believe, as Hashem your God, statement, fact, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Bereishis, this whole project is because I believe in you. Sheyavdu b'dechilu rechimu, you're going to serve me with Yira and with Ava. V'sheyasu ritzon kona, that you're going to be able to actualize my will in this world. La'avira mechuke ritzonecha. The Yevanim said, what does that mean for Basar Vidam to do the Ratzon of the Borei Olam? You know the will of God? And our answer is yes. We have the chutzpah to say yes, we do. It's called the Torah. It's called Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Bereishis. V'yalo b'maseyim atovim sh'osim gedolim. Mizos ha'machshava Allah b'ratzono kiviyachol livro. That's what Hashem had in mind when He began this project. U'mizos ha'machshava nivru v'nishtal shu kol ha'olamos ad sof ha'olam. And it was from that starting point of Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Bereishis, the Amunah of Klal Yisrael and everything that we do, whether we realize it or not, when you put on your tefillin, it's an expression of Amunah. When you wash the Tilos Yadayim, it's an expression of Amunah. When you're nice to a fellow Jew, it's an expression of the Chelek Elokami Ma'al that you believe in that Jew. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to create the entire world, all of the Olamos, at Sof HaOlam HaTachton, from the highest, highest to the lowest, lowest. But if we don't stretch from beginning to end, if that Amunah that began the mission, whether it's the Amunah of Har Sinai, which was so clear, or the Amunah of the word Bereishis, which was so clear, if we can't lean into that Bereishis, and we're not able to bring it all the way down, not just to the Achris, not just to Purim, but to the Achris of the Achris. We're still wearing masks on Purim. We've got to take off the masks. The Achris, the Achron Sheba Achron. Im Ein Omeir Chas V'Shalom B'Sof HaMadregos. If we're not able to bring Hashem's light down all the way through all the Olamos, Azai Chas V'Shalom HaYisrael B'Galos. Then we sit here in the dark forever. And then Yavan wins, and Edom wins, and Amalek wins, and Yishmael wins. And Klal Yisrael sits in Galos. Avalim Sof HaMadregos Me'irim. But if we can illuminate the Achron Sheba Achron, if we could bring light into the end of all Madregos, the way that Hashem brought that original light into the Bereishis, when Hashem begins the whole mission, how does He begin? Yehior, Bayomer Elokim Yehior. Created the world, there was Tohu, Vavohu, V'choshech, Alpanei Sahom. What's Hashem's response to Golis? Bayomer Elokim Yehior, let there be light. Chanukah. From the beginning of time all the way to the end of time. V'zos ha'machshava meir ad Madrega achrono, Madrega tachtona. And if we can do that, says the Berditchever, Azai Yisrael b'madrega elyona, then we'll go to the highest of places, Chanukah, Mitzvah 620, B'gematria Keser, the highest of the Sviros, the highest place beyond the head, the crown, which is above anything that we can even imagine in our minds. And then we win. And then we mamish win. Vanochi Haster Aster. Purim comes to illuminate the first Hester. That's Esther's holiday. And then there's the Aster. Then there's that second concealment, which the world of Hanukkah tries to illuminate. We say in Aleinu, as we bow before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a time where we're mevatel, we beat Amalek. Amalek refuses to bow before Hashem. That's why the Mishnah says in this place where they made the pirtos, we come, we bow in those places. We say in Aleinu, we quote the pasuk from Veschanan, V'yadata yom v'ashevosa el v'avecha, ki Hashem hu alukim v'ashamayim ima'al, v'al art mitachas enor. Zos Chanukah and Yom Kippur have a very strong connection. This is the Gemara Chasima. So let's go to the Achron Sheba Achron of Yom Kippur. How do we end Yom Kippur? We end Yom Kippur with such a clarity, with such a crystal clear amuna. We're screaming, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Strong connection to Chanukah. The Zohar says the 25 letters in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Can I get Chafei Kislev? We're screaming out at the top of our lungs. And then, of course, we end, we say, Hashem, Hu Elokim, we say it over and over and over again, to drill it into our minds. Hashem, Hu Elokim, Hashem, Hu Elokim, Hashem, Hu Elokim. We scream it, and we say it, and we daven it, and we understand that there's no difference between Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Elokim, Midas HaChesed, Midas HaDin. Hashem, Hu Elokim, it's all the same thing. Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we're doubling down on every type of amunah expression we could say, in a way of Kabbalah, it's Omachu Shemayim. And that's what we do also when we get to the last day of Hanukkah. We're working throughout the days of Hanukkah. The menorah has too many holes in it. Partsu Chomos Megdalai, the gaps in the menorah. It's not full. It's not fully illuminated. That's what the Berditcher is describing here. The first night, we pass like Beis Hill, there's still so much work to do. There's so many empty spaces that need to be filled with Hashem's light. Then the second night, and the third night, and the fourth night, and the fifth night, until finally every space of the menorah, every nook and cranny of the menorah is filled with that awesome light, that original light of creation, the Or HaGanuz, which comes back to us on Chanukah. And then Klal Yisrael become B'nai Bina. As we sing, as we're standing by the menorah, B'nai Bina Yimei Shemona, when you get to the eighth day, now we're B'nai Bina. Bina means the ability to understand things deeply. We're done with our superficiality. That's the world of Yavan. We're B'nai Bina. We understand Hashem Hu Elokim. The same thing we understood on Yom Kippur, we understand now in the last day of Hanukkah. That's why you can suggest that Hashem Hu Elokim is Gematria B'nai Bina, 129. Because it's the same thing that we're feeling in the last moments of Yom Kippur that we're feeling in the last moments, in the Achron Sheba Achron of Hanukkah. Hashem Hu Elokim b'Shamayim ma'av al-art mitachas ein od. Mishnah Chagiga tells us in the second parak, we have to know our place in the world. The Berditchever said it's our job to fill the whole middle. Everything in this world between Shamayim and Arit is ours to fill. To fill with the light of Elokus. But the Pasuk is telling us, and the Mishnah Chagiga reminds us, that it's not our place. Kol mestakel ba'arba dvarim roi lo kilu lo bala olam. There's places that a Jew doesn't have to be busy with. It's outside of our grasp. It's not our achrayas. Ma'alamala, ma'alamata. It's not our job to go beyond the Shemayim. It's not our job to go below the Aretz. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu space. That's a place where Hashem is still concealed. It's all of that middle that it's our achrayas to fill. I'm sorry, I like Ramazim on Chanukah, especially Zos Chanukah. So when I was saying Aleinu today, I was davening over this pasuk. And I was thinking, Bashamayim mima'al, v'al ha'aretz mitachas. So let's take the letters that are mima'al l'shamayim. What are the letters above Shamayim? So in front of a shin comes a resh, in front of a mem comes a lamed, in front of a yud is a tes, in front of a mem is a lamed, 269. And let's go to the aretz mitachas. Let's go the letters below aretz. So after an aleph is a beis, after a reish is a shin, after a tzadi is a kuf. That's 402. So if you put them together, the space that we're not supposed to go, not supposed to say mala 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 mata, that's Mishnah Chagiga says that's not our business, that's not our achrayas. That area is not our achrayas. So you put together 269 and 402. Right? 671 is gematria astir. Anochi hastir astir. Right? That's a place of concealment that's not for you. But v'yadata hayom v'ashevos alavecha. Ki Hashem hu Elokim b'gematria b'nei bina. V'ashamayim ima'al v'arz b'tachas ein od. But that whole middle area, ein od. You have an achrayas to fill with what? With ein od mavada. That's our job. Ein od. Ein od. To fill that whole middle section. With nothing other than Elokus, nothing other than a Kadosh Baruch. And that's why the Svarim HaKadoshim say that ein od is gematria chafei kislev. Because really, the first day of Chanukah and the last day of Chanukah, if you look in the Gemara, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that the 25th of Kislev is the 8 days of Chanukah. What do you mean? The 25th is the beginning of the 8 days of Chanukah. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the 25th of Kislev is the avod of all 8 days of Chanukah. So ein od is gematria chafei kislev. But let me go one final step and I'll conclude with this. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, the Megala Muko says, in so many ways, is the antithesis of Yavan. He has the beauty, but he has the self-control. He's a melech, but a melech in Kedusha. He conquers Ervas Haaretz, which is the antithesis of the perverse sexual desires of the world of Yavan. And the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Yosef HaTzadik is the one we read about in these parshios. Yosef is Gematria Antiochus. Yosef is Gematria Melech Yavan. Megala Muko, the Bnei Yisachar. But the truth is, that if you look in Rav Tzadok says that the 12 months of the year correspond to the 12 Shvatim. And one way to do it is according to the way that the Shvatim traveled. Which means that the 9th month of Kislev corresponds to Binyamin. Which is so beautiful with everything that we said tonight. Because the whole inyan of Binyamin is the recognition that after Yosef, who's really the Acharis, the ultimate, everything that Yaakov Avinu desired in terms of a son, he's the Ben Zakunim, but there's someone who comes after him. That after you get to the end, there's another end. That after you get to Yosef HaTzadik, there's a secret. And it's a big secret. As the Maharal writes in the Or Chadash, in his writings on Megillas Esther, Shevet Binyamin Shu HaTzair, Ki HaTzair Yesh Lo HaTznius Yoser, Shrei Lo Yatza El HaNigla. It's a big secret. It's like Torah Shabbat Peh. It's like the Sodos of Chanukah. It's the Or HaGanus. Rak Ba'achrona. That's why it comes last. It's hiding the whole time. It's the Binyamin who never was involved in the sale of Yosef HaTzadik. It's Binyamin who never bowed down to Esav. He only bows before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein od. Yesh lo atznias va'ahester. It's a world of seser. It's a world of concealment. So perhaps you could suggest that if Yosef HaTzadik is the world of Chanukah, so maybe Binyamin is Zoscha. Maybe Binyamin is the Achron Sheba Achron. Again, if Chanukah in general is Achron Sheba Achron, but the Zos Chanukah is the Achron Sheba Achron of Chanukah. And that's why when Yosef is born, Yaakov Avinu, even though it's his Ben Zakunim, this is it. Al Tashlichenu Leis Zikna. This should be enough to carry us till the end. Yaakov Avinu davens Yosef Hashem li ben Acher. Hashem, give me one more son. Just one more. I need an Achron Sheba Achron. I need a Binyamin who corresponds again to the world of Chodesh Kislev. And that's why there's an expression, and now we come back to the Rambam. We come back to the Heilig Rambam that we started with. The Rambam, the Baal Ruach HaKodesh, the Rambam, the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, the Rambam who said, I am Torah Shabbat. You don't even need a Gemara if you have the Rambam. The Rambam says that Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is a Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. It's so Chaviv. It's so precious. What's the Rambam? There's a secret here. There's a sod. The Rambam is revealing a sod to us. He's telling us a secret. What's the secret the Rambam is telling us? When Yaakov meets up with Esav, Vayosem es ha-shvachos, ves yaldeyan rishona, ves Leia viladea achoranim, ves Rachel ves Yosef achoranim. That Rachel comes last. Yosef is last. Yosef is Chanukah. But the truth is, where's Binyamin in all this? Binyamin's not involved in showing any kavod to Esav. Binyamin, in a certain sense, is the Achron Sheba Achron. And what does the Medrash, of course, comment on this pasuk? Zos Omeres, this comes to teach us that Acheron, Acheron, Chaviv. Heard the expression before? Acheron, Acheron, Chaviv. So now we understand the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Chaviva hi ad mod. It's so Chaviv. And everyone's wondering, where did the Rambam get this from? Where did he get this expression from? There's Tosfos in Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav, mentioned the Friday night in Shul. Everyone wants to know, where's the Chaviv? What's the Chaviv? Acheron, Acheron, Chaviv. What's the Chaviv of Chanukah? Right, but the Chaviv of Chanukah is the secret of Acheron, Acheron, Chaviv. That when it looks like you made it to the Acheron, there's an Acheron Shabachar. When it looks like you made it to the end, there's something a little bit more. When you made it to a Yosef HaTzadik, you still need what? You still need a Binyamin. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. It's so Chaviv. You need that last little bit. And that's why Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od is exactly Gematria Binyamin. In the words of the Ram, Chaviva hi ad mod is exactly Gematria Binyamin. Because it's not enough to just have a Yosef HaTzadik. You need a Binyamin in order to finish the job. I'll end with just a Maisa. And it's not a Rebbe Shemaisa, it's not a Baal Shem Tov story. It's not a story of Tzadikim from our time. It's an old story. It's the Gemara at the end of Mesechta Sukkah, which will bring us full circle. The Gemara tells the story of Miriam Bas Bilga. You remember from the last daf, Sukkah Daf Nun Vav. Sukkah Daf Nun Vav, the Gemara says that Miriam Bas Bilga decided to marry a Greek general. And she came to Beis HaMikdash when the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, Chanukah. And she went on top of the Mizbeach. Kishenichlesu Yevanim Lahechal, it's another Chanukah story, hidden away, tucked away at the end, the last, very last lines of Masech HaSukkah. And she went on top of the Mizbeach. And she was mevaetes besandala. And she started stamping on the Mizbeach with her sandal. The ikvus of the Meshicha, the foot, the heel. She started stamping on the Mizbeach. And she said, this woman who had married out of the faith, like the Yavanim did, they took advantage of our women, as the Rambam says, the Gemara in Ksubis. She's stamping on the Mizbeach and she says, Lucas, Lucas, wolf, wolf. You take all the money of the Jewish people with all their karbanos, so you don't even come to protect them. Mom, it's a Jewish girl who rebels against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, stamping on the Mizbeach, helping marry to Yavani, helping to destroy Beis HaMikdash. Is there a greater Chorban than that? Is there a greater tragedy? Is there a greater lack? The Gemara says, Shehimira Dasa. She was the most off the derech person. She didn't have the Amunah that we've been talking about this entire Shmuz. And yet the Lubavitcher Rebbe on the yard site of his mother in 1974 turned the whole story upside down. And he said, Miriam Bas Bilga, we have to be Malamid Tzchus, because every Jew has a Muna. Every Jew has a Muna. Miriam Bas Bilga had married out of the faith. She came with her non-Jewish husband to destroy Beis HaMikdash. But she touched the Mizbeach, she came to the Mizbeach, and she wasn't rebelling by stamping on the Mizbeach. She was Kehilu, she was like the Berditchever. She was petitioning Hashem on behalf of Klal Yisrael. She said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand. How many karbanos? How many dollars? How much has been spent? How much Mesiras Nefesh, Kadosh Baruch Hu? How could it be that you haven't protected Klal Yisrael? She wasn't rebelling, she was davening. It was an expression of her deep faith. She was stamping on the Mizbeach, saying, Hashem, I don't understand. How can it be that Klal Yisrael have such a moon in you? That even this girl, Shehimira Dasa, which the Gemara says her whole family was punished because of it, the Gemara at the end of Sukkah. But it was an expression of the Baba Chermi said of her Amunah, of that deep seed of the Amunah that can never, ever, ever, ever be erased. Like the Rambam describes the Rotza Ani in Hilchos Geirishin, that always comes to the surface. And I'll tell you one last thing. I don't know why this happened today. I really feel like, I don't know, Hashem needed us to hear this. So interesting. We had a family Chanukah party. And the kids were making these little things out of Play-Doh. A little project, a little art project. And one of the kids made a little hamburger. And it looked like it had cheese on it. So one of the cousins said, "Who made the cheeseburger?" And for some reason, someone said, I don't know who, like, what Jew would eat a cheeseburger? I don't know. Miriam Bas Bilga would eat a cheeseburger. And it got me thinking about the Miriam Bas Bilga story. And it got me thinking about, this Lubavitch Rebbe. And it got me thinking about how I wanted to tell you tonight that Einod is Gematria Chofei Kislev. And it got me thinking how Achris Kareishis, that the whole story of Jewish history is one big story of Amun and Bitach. And I said, what's the Gematria of Miriam Bas Bilga? And I remember Moshe Wolfson talks about it in his Sefer on Sukkos, and he says you have to spell Bilga without a Yud. You spell it without a Yud, it's 732, because Bilga is spelled in Sefer Nehemiah without a Yud. And Rav Wolfson says, but in the Gemara it's spelled with Yud. And he doesn't make any Ramazim on 742. The way it's spelled in the Gemara, Miriam Bas Bilga. I don't know why my cousin said Miriam Bas Bilga looking at a little Play-Doh hamburger today. But it helped me to understand what the Lubavitch Rebbe was saying. It helped me understand this whole sugya. Boch Habakkuk v'amidon al achas, we said his Gematria Bereishis. What did Habakkuk say? Tzaduk v'amunaso yichya. The faith of a Jew, even in the Achron Sheba Achron, Afilu Sheba, Bastar Sheba Star, a Jew still believes. Miriam Bas Bilga, Gematria 742, is exactly Gematria Tzaduk v'amunaso yichya. Because even Miriam Bas Bilga, that rebellious girl who was destroying the Beis HaMikdash on Chanukah, when she was stamping on the Mizbeach, she was crying out, Hashem, it's enough Galus, it's time for Gula. Enough Hester Panim, it's time for the Gula Shleim. So Amir Tashem, we should be Zoch, like the Berditcher said, why should the Achris be like the Rishis? Let the Achris be better than the Rishis. Amir Tashem, in the Schluss of the Achron Sheba Achron. Achron Achron Chaviv, the Zos Chanukah, which is the Achron Sheba Achron. Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Admod, Chaviva Admod is Gmatra Ben Yamin, Chodesh Kislev, the secret child of Yaakov Avinu. And the Ben Yamin, Mitzvah Chesed, the Yamin, Kodesh Baruch Hu Megala, that awesome Chesed of the Gula Shlema. We should be zochet to see it b'mher b'yameinu amen with our own eyes, and we should be zochet to come together, all of us, this whole tension just pick up and fly back to Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. We should be zochet to dance together in Beis HaMikdash b'mher b'yameinu. Amen.